Oh, best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for whatever, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of the glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Throughout the entire world, everyone is making big, big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world. And this is true at present, in the past and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as bimudha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita, dukkhalayam rasodam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn the material world into sukhalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. Prakriti kriyamanani gunikarmani sarvasha ahankar vimudatma kartam hiti manyati. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the door of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by goddess Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands, with different types of weapons, to punish them. She is carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature. But at the end, everyone is vanquished by nature's laws. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual world. And one must cross this river to reach the other side of the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, Daivesa Gunamayi Mau Maya Duratya. This divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of middle nature, is difficult to overcome. The same word Duratya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of middle nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as bimudha, the first class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy. For although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious trying to serve the Lord are not unhappy, whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and struggling for existence is not only foolish, but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious. 80 fold greater than happiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. Esloko Pradyajaitva Amor Paramaradhyaya Gurudev Sri Srimade Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharajan Garbhasya Uriyanvad Bhajya. A samagra bhautik, say, a bhautik jagat thile suddha, dusha, the statements in this portion of Srimad Bhagavata, 7th canto, chapter 9, are very, very conclusive statements. Because he is an Amin and Mahavan, the first class devotee, sadhu, who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all tattvas relating to Him. So he says here, in this verse especially, that he is not at all afraid of material existence. Why? Because he is always absorbed in thoughts of Supreme Lord's glories and activities. But he is very, very unhappy for these fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness, maintaining their families, societies, and countries. He is simply concerned with love for them. He says that Maya Sukhaya Bharana Bhata Vimala. One who is a great devotee of the Lord, a Vaishnava, first class devotee, always thinks of these fools and rascals and of their suffering. Because a devotee's vision is different from that of a non-devotee. The devotee always sees Lord everywhere and all the living entities the part and parcel of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord has said, Moivamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva, living entity, is eternally my part. So, a Vaishnava or Sadhu, Mahajan, who has such vision to see the soul only, so, not the body, he thinks of them. He laments for this suffering of this bewildered souls. Sthavar jungnu dekhi no dikhita murti. Sarvatra vaita istadeva spurti. This has been stated. This is the vision of a devotee. He sees everything, movable and unmovable. Any matter, inanimate objects here. But he never sees the outward manifestation or outward garment. He sees only the soul and super soul. Whenever he sees a living entity, a suffering, he laments for it. Because is a soul, eternal part of the Supreme Lord, result transcendental, but is suffering here out of ignorance. So he tries his best to dispel his ignorance, to give him this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him. Because it will be Krishna conscious. In other words, if his consciousness will change from bodily consciousness to Krishna consciousness, that bewildered soul will be happy. This is the only way to get some happiness here in this material world. This material world is not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says this thing. Because this is dukhalayam asaswatam. This is a place full of miseries and very temporary. Any time it will finish. But these fools and rascals, those who are devoid of true knowledge, true consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they try in various ways to make this dukhalayam sukhalayam. And at the end, ultimately, they are vapored. All their plans and projects are spoiled. Daiva hadaparatana. Rishayapi devajasmat prasanga vimukha yajan saranti. Srimad Bhagavatam says this thing. Ahani aprutartha karana nisi nisayana nana manavadhariya khana bhagma nidra daiva hadaparatana rishayapi devajasmat prasanga vimukha yajan saranti. Srimad Bhagavatam says this thing about these fools and rascals. They are toiling so hard, day and night, tirelessly, toiling. They are engaging their whole body, all senses, in so many ways to exist here peacefully and happily. They're always struggling very hard, facing this great struggle of existence. Ahani aprutartha karana nisi nisayana. The whole day, time, the hour, they struggle so hard. When day is gone, night comes, they come to their residences to sleep. Still, they cannot get sleep, no sleep, sleeplessness. Nisi nisoyana. They cannot sleep peacefully because they are materially absorbed people. Always thinking of material happiness, material enjoyment. These thoughts aware always in their mind. At night when they go to bed to sleep, those thoughts come up. So they can sleep. Nisi nisaya. So they go to doctor. Oh, doctor, I cannot sleep. Can you please give me some medicine? Sleeping pill? I'll just take and sleep. You see? Doctor gives them some sleeping pill to sleep. Still, that also fails. They can't sleep. Materially absorbed people. Where is happiness for them? If someone cannot sleep at all, there is a story. One such person came once to a Vaishnava Maharaj, was teaching his disciples about this Krishna consciousness. You know that story? You don't know? He had that problem. He couldn't sleep at night. And he failed to get any remedy for it. He had many medicines, many doctors. He went to many doctors. Couldn't get any tangible result. So at last he came to Vaishnava Maharaj. Said, Prabhupada's answers. This is the general notion of these people. That the sadhus, they have some jadi bootis, you know, some sort of herbs, medicine, or some. They know some miracle also. If they will just apply such thing, I must look. So he came. Vaishnava, sadhu knows, this is a person, materially absorbed person, visoyo. Always thinking of material happiness, enjoyment, sense gratitude. So he couldn't sleep. If that thought could be driven out from him, so he can sleep. Or if his consciousness will be changed into Krishna consciousness, so he can sleep happily. So Maharaj said, all right, I have medicine. You come at night in the evening, I'll give you that medicine for you. That person came. Maharaj was holding class, giving lecture, profession in Krishna consciousness, in Srimad-Bhagavad Gita. All his disciples were sitting. So that person came and just said, leaning against the pillar, as that old woman was sitting there, very comfortably. You understand? Kirtan was going, and Srimad Bhagavatam, recitation, pravachan, everything going. The whole atmosphere was spiritual, not material atmosphere. There's no Maya at all. The thinking of Maya, thoughts of Maya cannot enter there. Because the whole atmosphere is absorbed with this transcendental sound vibration. So, all these thoughts is illusory thoughts, the thoughts of this enjoyment of material objects couldn't enter into him. He started snoring, blowing, snoring, like that. The disciples try to just wake him up because it is an offense, a prayer, to sleep in the Bhagavatam class. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna are none different. So this is a prayer. One should not sleep. Then Maharaj said, no, don't wake him up. And medicine is being applied to him. Let him sleep. So he slept. There. The class was over. All went. Kripasha. And went to bed. He was sleeping there, snoring. Whole night, there sounds like he had. In the morning, when some son's voice came, he woke up. Then he said, oh, very nice sleep I had. I have never so sleep in my life. So he went to Maharaj, heard obeisances, Maharaj, you have such good medicine. I could sleep so nice, so happy, which I have not in my life. Maharaj said, yes, I have medicine. You come here every day and get medicine. You understand? The story indicates that how Krishna consciousness makes one happy. You understand? If someone is fortunate and can meet such an elevated person like Maharaj, Vaishnava Maharaj, and listen to him, listening up the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, name, his consciousness will be changed. The sravanam, hearing of Krishna Katha, is very, very powerful, spiritually, transcendental powerful. Srimadam, Sukadha, Krishna. Kunna sravana kirtana, udastvaya badrani, vidhunoti sutsatam. Srimad Bhagavatam says. So many huge amount of material dark has been accumulated there in your heart. You see, like Himalayan mountain. How can you cleanse it off? You may clean the outside of your body by taking bath, applying some soap, etc. But how can you clean the heart? No way. Only this is the means. Srimatam Sukatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana. Udhastho hi abhudrani vidhuno visvisada. This is the only means. Just listen to Krishna Katha. Kathamrita. Transcendental. Nectarian Katha. Of Krishna. It's amruta. It's nectar. Drink it. Karma pude pivanti. Drink this nectar through your ears, not through mouth. You understand? This nectar is drunk through the ear. So, the material dark accumulated in the heart will be cleansed out. Heart is the place where the Supreme Lord sits. You understand? So make it a fit place for the Lord to sit. The Supreme Lord is Satchidanandamoh. You understand? Satchidanandamoh is eternal. It's full of knowledge, full of bliss, pleasure. If you can sit in your heart, then you will be blissful. You will be Satchidananda. But instead of making suitable seat for him to sit in the heart. You have made your heart the dart, filled and made your dart. So, how can Lord will sit there? How can you be happy? This is the question. So these fools and rascals, though they try their best and try hard to make this dukhalaya sukhalaya, this material world which is temporary and miserable, they try their best to make it happy, the place of happiness. But how can they make it? They cannot make it because they are not the maker. Krishna is the creator. If that Supreme Lord Krishna would have thought of making this place full of happiness, he could have done so. But why he had not done so? And how can you do? Ahankar vimudatma karta hangiti manyate. Krishna says this thing. The world of spirit, soul under the influence of three modes of mental nature thinks himself to be the one. In actuality, he is not the one. He cannot. Asamatra jiva kore tobo iccha kore. Jiva ki kore te pare tumi na kore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Lord, if you cannot do, can any living entity do anything? Then say, only through your mercy, causelessness. You understand? The Kruba, mercy, Kruba. This living entity are doing some activity here. On that day, in the appearance of the Lord Balaram, we are discussing that. How Lord Balaram is infusing that mercy into the living entities. And therefore, they are acting here. If they withdraw that mercy, he cannot lift his blade of grass. You see? But these fools and rascals, they don't know this thing. So they are baffled at last. And Prahlad Maharaj, being a first-class devotee, Vaishnava, he says that he's lamenting for these fools and rascals. He says this. He felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. This is Vaishnava way, this is Vaishnava vision, and the Vaishnava heart. The Vaishnava, true Vaishnava is always lamenting for these fools and rascals. Dullava manava janma lavya samsare kusuna bhojinu dukkha kai vukari. These mahajanas, these devotees, they see unhappiness or misery. In this material consciousness, they see that this person or this person have got such a nice body, a nice bodies, human bodies, rarely obtained, no love. But what are they doing? They are not doing Krishna bhajan. Do you understand? Because this body is made for it. This human body. So they are suffering here. Dullava manodana lavyasansara krishnana bhajinu dukkha koi bukati. You have got such a nice body, human body, you're reluctant, not doing Krishna bhajan. It's such a miserable person. Mahadanasi, misery here. You understand? So they lament for these fools and rascals. And they try to inculcate this Krishna consciousness into such fools and rascals, to make them happy. So Prahlad Maharaj says, my concern is for these people, these fools and rascals, because I have love for them. Right? Why he has love for them? Huh? Because they are souls, Baba. Huh? They are not body. He says the soul. Nidannal part and parcel of Krishna, my beloved Lord. So they are beloved to me. You understand? This is Mahavira's concern. So he loves one and all. If someone can love Krishna, he can love one and all. Otherwise, no love at all. You understand? So, Prahlad Maharaj says this. Allow that to speak something in Oriya now.
Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava, Jai Gaur Prabhupada.